Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. And we will be talking about the Kerker, the Day of the Christian Church. Again, the Kerker, the Day of the Christian Church. We get our topic from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17. Again, it's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17, the scripture reads, "And their word was as doeth a canker, of whom is Hermeneus and Philetus." Father, we just thank you and we magnify you and glorify your mighty name, Father. Oh, God, that you may be able to give some understanding and some mercy, Father, toward those that have been deceived, Father, in the Christian church. Oh, Father, we just ask that you will continue to give us the wisdom to be able, Father, to identify this canker, that we may be able to purge it from the church, that the church may no longer suffer this disease. Oh, Father, we just thank you and we magnify you. Glorify your mighty name, Father, for your illumination, Father, upon this topic and this subject, knowing, Father, that the church have been victim of this disease. Oh, God, we just thank you. And we ask that you have mercy upon the soul and the identity of the church. Amen and amen. God bless you all on this morning, church. Amen. God bless you, fellow brother. And we are here to talk about this canker that's in the church today. And we ask that you have acknowledgement that you understand that it's in the church today. Because truly, we have this disease in the church today. Amen. So, again, we're coming from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17. The word here, character, is an interesting word because this word means gangrene. Amen. There's different types of gangrene. Amen. There's not only just one type. There's different types of gangrene. Amen. Gangrene is usually a disease that is caused, amen, internally. Amen. So Paul here was talking about the internal infection of the church. Amen. And this internal infection, amen, was spread. That's what he was talking about. He was spread to other members of the body of Christ. And basically, that's what this doctrine have done through the ages. Amen. And is still doing it today. Amen. But as I have said, gangrene have many forms that attack all members of the body. So there's no members of the body, amen, that cannot be affected, amen, if, amen, they don't observe the word of God carefully. Amen. But Paul wrote in his scripture pertaining to one major problem in which came the infection of the gangrene. He says in verse 18, he said, "Who concerning the truth have erred," meaning that the two that were spreading this, Paul said they erred from the truth, amen, saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. So because they were saying that the resurrection had passed already, they overthrew the some of the faithful that was in the church, amen. But if the church would have read their own self, amen, pertaining to this particular doctrine, amen, they would have realized that these people was in an error, speaking presumptuously on opinion, amen. Oh, God. So most of the church is just as that. When you bring in an opinion rather than the truth, rather than the true doctrine, amen, then you will mess the minds up of the babes in Christ, those that are not studying their Bibles at will, even those that come to the church, amen, on a weekly basis, more than enough, amen. Some of these people are not reading their Bible, but only listening to the words of the ministers, amen, and which that in itself, amen, could get you in trouble, amen. Oh, God. Let me just go back to verse 15. Verse 15 says this. It says, I'm in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. It says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that is needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But sharp, profane, and vain babblings, for they will increase into more ungodliness." Amen. So right there you see that Paul is telling Timothy to study to show himself approved. So, and this is what we need to be able to do, church. We need to be able to study the Word of God so that these types of things won't happen to us in the future, amen, because gangrene is in the church, amen. It is eating the church alive right now today, amen. But because people don't study their Word, amen, they are allowing this gangrene to take place. And if you allow this thing to take place, you're going to catch yourself in a trouble. I'm going to tell you what kind of trouble you're going to be in. Let me take you to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. Amen. Amen. It says this. It says, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Amen. Hold up right there. It says, instruct those that oppose themselves. He's talking about those people. You have to instruct the people, because after listening to the canker, after listening to the gangrene, amen, the only way they're going to get out of this is through the true instruction of Jesus Christ, amen. And he says that this instruction, amen, is for those that oppose themselves, that is against themselves, amen. Meaning that because you have been affected by listening to this gangrene, you have opposed yourself. You have been becoming your own enemy in your own mind, amen. Turning your own mind against you, amen. It says this, amen. He says, If God prevent you, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. He says, if it's God's will that you get your repentance, amen, and you get your repentance through acknowledging the truth, this very canker that came into your life and destroyed your truth, you have to go back and say and acknowledge the truth, amen. And that is hard to do for some people, amen. Simply why? Because God has not given them the ability to acknowledge the truth, amen. So if that's the case, amen, we have a problem in the church, amen. And here's the problem in verse 26. It says, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will, amen. If you allow this character to continue to eat into your life, amen, to eat into your will, amen, the devil is going to come in and take control over your mind, amen. And that's what have happened to the church right now today, amen. We no longer have perceptions of our own intellectuality, amen. We have someone else's perceptions, amen. So we are lost in the church today. And we have to pray that God will allow us to come back to receive, amen, the truth. Why? Because in chapter 4, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, amen, verse 3, the scripture says, for the time will come that they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap up themselves teachers, having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall turn into fables. So that again, they rather listen to this cacker than to listen to the truth, amen. The truth is what's going to give you back your Christianity. amen, is do not have anything, amen, to deal with a man's opinion, a man's philosophy, or a man's mythology, amen, even a man's tradition. The truth, you will know it, amen, when it comes into your life. Hallelujah. I said you will know the truth, amen, when it comes, amen, and come in to your life. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We want to, at this time, amen, take you to Peter. Amen. Peter have a word for us on this morning. Amen. Hopefully we'll get some understanding from this. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. I think that we are in chapter 2 of 2 Peter, chapter 2 of 2 Peter, starting at verse 1. The scripture says this, chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, their destructive ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Amen. All right. So we know that this is an inside-out game. Amen. Hermeneus and Philetus was Christians who, when Paul set up the churches in Asia Minor, they was a part of that process. And as they become in that church, they rose up against, amen, Apostle Paul, amen. So they came out of the church, and Paul said here that you would go receive, you're going to receive false teachers, amen. False teachers among you, and privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord God who brought them. Amen. And so the people are going to come from inside. Amen. Inside. That's that character. They're going to come from inside. Amen. The church. Amen. And they're going to bring heresies. Heresies is a word that divides into sects, amen. And when they divide the people, they take people with them, and they create their own sect, amen. So if anyone is doing that, that's heresy. You don't break up churches, amen, to start your own church, amen. If you're going to start your own church, you leave your church and get your own members, amen. So this is a problem with the church today. This is still a problem with the church today. Heresies is the divider of all churches, amen. So, and we're still going through that. Remember, this is an inside job. This is not an outside job. This is people that is being taught in the church that's going to bring forth this character. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I want to talk about one more scripture before. amen. We're coming out of 2 Corinthians, amen. 2 Corinthians, amen. Now, we was talking about Christians that rising up against his own Christian fellow brother, speaking false doctrines and teaching people. Now we're going to talk about the evil one himself. Oh, God, he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13, starting at verse 13, the scriptures say, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves unto apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing that his ministers also transform, as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Amen. So you also have Satan that's in the church transforming himself into an angel, apostle. Now he said apostle of Christ. Okay. He said, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ." Amen. Apostles of Christ. They're going to transform, amen, themselves into the head man. Amen. Into the preachers. Amen. Amen. And he said in 14, and he said, "And no more, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Satan that's in the church gonna transform himself into an angel of light. Amen. He's gonna deceive many, still is deceiving many, and many are still following after Satan rather than after the Christian doctrine in which they're supposed to be following. Amen. Amen. Then he says he has ministers. He has ministers in verse 15 that's going to transform themselves, amen, into an angel of light, amen, so that they can go up on the radar, amen, so that no one can know who they are, what they're about. They're about destruction, amen, but they're acting like a Christian. They're about wickedness, amen, but they performing Christian rituals. Yeah, y'all ain't hearing me here. These people are about deception, and they are in the church today. This calculator is in the church today. What the church is going to do about it, we're going to do what we're doing today. We're going to continue to listen to them. We're going to continue to obey them. We're going to continue to be deceived by them. Therefore, we're going to be ate up by this canker, by this green. We're going to be poisoned in our mind, in our heart, and in our soul, so that we can no longer hold unto the truth, amen, meaning that the truth will no longer be acknowledged among the Christian church. Is that what God wants for his bride? Do you want a dirty bride? Amen. Can I get a witness here? I want to appeal to the church today and to the men of the church who's supposed to be the backbone of the church. I ask you a question. Do you want a nasty bride? Let me put it in another way. Do you want a filthy woman to be your bride? Amen. What is it that you think Christ wants? Hallelujah. Tell me, church. What is it that you think Christ wants? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. What is it, church, do you think Christ wants? Oh, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We know that Christ wants a church without spot or without blemish. Amen. Without spot or without blemish. Could you give your husband this? Could you give your God this? Amen. You, in order for you to give him this, you have to clean up this canker. You have to clean up this gangrene. Get it from a monster church. And the only way that you can get this gangrene, this canker from a monster church, amen, you have to be able, amen, to listen to truth, to believe truth, to understand truth, amen, to recognize truth. And then you can say, amen, you have done the will of God. The scripture says in the Gospel of John, as I close, verse 17, God said to the Lord and the Father, amen, he says, sanctify them through thy truth, amen. And what is truth, he said? He said, thy word is truth.